Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1586. 10 Instances When You Should Do the Opposite of What's Popular by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus. On Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. 10 Instances When You Should Do the Opposite of What's Popular by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. I've achieved some of my greatest successes, attained better health and fitness results, and made my life more awesome by doing the opposite of what's popular and recommended by so-called experts. You can too. Society and some fitness resources have been telling folks what to do for years, and in some instances, it's time to do the exact opposite. Not in the name of defiance, but because doing so can actually be better and lead to greater results. Here are 10 instances where you should do the exact opposite of what's popular. 1. Value your self-worth and self-esteem on your gene size, weight, age, or some other number. Nope, screw that. Resist the constant pressure and temptation to think you're not good enough, or you'd somehow be a better person if you looked a certain way or reached a lower or higher body weight. Base your self-worth on who you are as a person and what you contribute to this world, because no set of numbers can define you. 2. Diet constantly. Be on the lookout for the latest tips and tricks to eat less and slim down. No, you shouldn't always be on a diet. In fact, you don't have to diet at all if you follow a few simple guidelines that can be tailored to your preferences. Even those that identify as female may feel compelled to always watch what they eat. It doesn't have to be this way. We all can choose to eat more of the foods that make us feel great and enjoy our favorite tasty but not super healthy foods on occasion. Food is not evil, and we don't have to ask permission to eat anything. Forget about dieting and strive to eat in a simple, enjoyable, and sustainable way. And always choose to be more, not less. 3. There are foods and food groups you should avoid at all costs. Deprive yourself of your favorite treats because you don't want to gain fat. Nope. In fact, I don't have any forbidden foods. Don't vow to never eat, quote-unquote, fattening foods like your favorite desserts. Doing that is a recipe for failure and is a great way to trigger a binge. Repeating the point previously mentioned, there are no evil foods. You can still enjoy all of your favorite foods on occasion, absolutely guilt-free. 4. There's such a thing as the perfect diet and workout plan for fat loss and body transformation. No, there's not. The absolute best thing you could ever do is follow a way of eating that is simple, sustainable, enjoyable, and fits your lifestyle and preferences. Only then will you achieve long-lasting results. Likewise with working out. You're better off working out 2 or 3 days per week if you know that's all you can realistically do, rather than revolving your life around a program that requires more. You can also choose to play more and work out less if you desire. always do what works for you and fits into your life. You should never revolve your life around a diet or fitness plan. This will always trump any self-proposed perfect plan. When in doubt, stick to the bare essentials and do them consistently. This is what produces results. 5. Being fit means looking a certain way. Being fit is not a one-size-fits-all mold. You don't have to attain a certain weight or body fat percentage to be considered fit. Those who claim that's true should stop and think about those who physically can't look a certain way, whether it be from a birth defect or accident they endured in their life. Being fit is an attitude and way of life. You can choose what it looks like to you. 6. Make sure you burn a ton of calories during your workouts. Not necessary. Do a little better than last time and be proud of what your body can do. High levels of fatigue and getting close to vomiting with each workout is still seen as a badge of honor and a mandatory outcome to each training session. If you don't finish every workout completely worn out, you didn't work hard enough and wasted your time. That's bogus nonsense. The goal with each workout is to do the best you can that day, and if possible, do a little better than last time. This could even mean finishing a workout feeling more energized than when you started. Get better, not tired. 7. How you look is the absolute most important thing. I think we know this is not true, but society doesn't hesitate to tell us otherwise. We live in a world that, unfortunately, does not hesitate to judge us by what we eat, what we wear, how old we are, and definitely by how we look. This can only change once we start living differently. Once we realize that we, and everyone else, is more than just a physical body. 8. Be sure to keep in mind the thoughts of others when you choose to do something. No. I would rather people hate me for who I truly am than like me for pretending to be something I'm not. I didn't embrace this until my mid-20s, but better late than never. And you're never too old to ask yourself what it is you truly want and who you want to be in this world. Stop caring about what other people think and live a life that brings you and your loved ones joy. 9. Know your role and place as a person, no matter how you self-identify. Actually, this one I completely agree with, albeit in a different way. Every person, regardless of age or any other factor, can add something remarkable to this world and has a unique personality and set of skills. Embrace what makes you uniquely you and use it to your advantage. Right, know your role. It's whatever you want it to be. Know it, live it, embrace it, and do it unapologetically. And 10, have heroes, but don't try to be one. Admiring people for their achievements, strength, bravery, courage, and determination is human nature, and I have numerous people I look to every day to motivate me to be the best version of myself. The problem arises when we become envious of other people or think, I could never do that. Be your own hero in this world. Live your life bravely and make the most of every day and be the change you want to see in this world. If you're not happy with something, don't complain. Do something about it. No one else will do it for you. Only you can actively control your life and produce the outcomes you want. What does this have to do with fitness? In short, everything. Health and fitness are tools to make you a better, more awesome version of yourself. It should ultimately allow you to build a body that serves you so you can get the most out of life and do the things that make you happy. That's a far cry from what most people make it out to be, which is a constant race to see who can weigh the least or attain a certain body image. Your workout should make you stronger and more awesome, and your nutrition habits should be stress-free and enjoyable. If those two things aren't happening, it's time to make a change. Don't be afraid to do the opposite of what's popular. You just listened to the post titled, 10 Instances When You Should Do the Opposite of What's Popular by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Nia's advice about not having to push yourself to the brink of losing your lunch during your workouts reminded me of a couple of anecdotes that I have to share with you. Well, first, I'll mention that she's absolutely right. I often talk about how I push myself to that point during my workouts, you know, that point where if I don't stop and lie down, I might be sick. But I don't push myself like that for every single workout. That would not be good for my body. I would end up overtraining and probably injure myself in the process. But there are some out there that believe in order to achieve optimal health and fitness, you must reach this point of complete exhaustion every single workout. I still remember a day at the gym where I was minding my own business, getting my workout in, when I heard a personal trainer barking orders at their trainee. The individual being trained, the trainee, was performing walking lunges and was really huffing and puffing. They looked absolutely miserable, but the trainer was pushing them to finish the set. I'm sure the trainer had the interest of the trainee in mind, and they were just pushing them so that they could know their limits. But after they finished the set of lunges, the trainee flopped on the ground, breathing heavily. The trainer then told them, "Okay, in about 20 seconds, you're going to get up and repeat the set of lunges." The exhausted trainee looked up and replied, "I don't know, my stomach hurts." That was the moment I said to myself, "Okay, trainer, back off right now, because if you push this person, they're going to be sick." Unfortunately, the trainer ignored the "my stomach hurts" warning sign, ordered the trainee to get up and start doing more lunges. Well, the trainee ended up lunging right over to the nearest trash can. Now here's the thing. Is that person going to want to ever perform a set of walking lunges again? Probably not, or at least not for a very long time. That awful experience and terrible memory of that training session probably won't go away for a while. Feeling sick during a workout is the opposite of what we want most people to experience. As Nia said, the aim is to make people feel good after a workout. In fact, I would be very surprised if that trainee ever came back to work out with that trainer again. As Nia said, your workouts and your nutrition should be stress-free and enjoyable and leave you with pleasant memories, not miserable ones. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.